Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay, Zama, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope your day's been fine.
Been okay, very okay. How has been yours?
Well, I've had a fantastic day too. It has been fine. Thank you for asking. Well, now we're continuing on our discussion and study this afternoon, the importance of personal Bible study. We started with this discussion yesterday. And so today we're continuing. Those who are joining us for the first time, those who are listening in for the first time, we do have on the line Pastor Muzane Namo, who is going to be discussing with us the continuation of what we started yesterday. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. And so this week we're discussing the need for personal Bible study. And today we're focusing particularly on the relationship between Bible study and prayer. Mfundis, what is the combination between the two, Bible study and prayer? Can one work without the other?
Okay. We cannot do one without the other. Since the Bible was written by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, the same Spirit is needed to interpret the messages of the Bible. Mm. Therefore, when we read the Bible, we need to pray so that the Holy Spirit is present with us to give us illumination and interpretation of what the text is correctly saying.
So what you're saying is that are they interdependent, which means that you can't really pray and not study, and you cannot study and not pray? Or is
prayer
prayer can do without actually study, but study cannot do without prayer?
You can't do the other without the other one. You just need both. If you are studying the Bible, you need to be praying. Mm. But you cannot be a successful prayer person without studying the Bible. Mm. So the two need each other. We need to do both, not one of them.
I see. Well, yes. How does then, studying the Bible truly, truly affect our prayer lives?
You see, maybe as I said yesterday, when you are studying the Bible, that's where you get the strength to remain a true Christian. You cannot remain a Christian when you are not studying the Bible. The Bible is the one that gives you strength to stand against temptations. You get that by reading and getting support from the Bible. Is Psalm 119, verse, maybe I can read Psalm 119, verse 9 says, how can a young man cleanse his way? And it says, by taking heed thereof according to the word of God. So you can only cleanse your way, you can only support your Christian walk by studying the Bible. It's the one that directs your paths, the one that shields you from the evil attacks that come from the evil one daily. So we need the Bible to strengthen us. It's the Christian food that always drives you to remain in the path of righteousness day in, day out.
Interesting, though. I have been walking this path myself for a long time, and you do meet people who say, no, I pray daily. I mean, I've got to live by prayer because it's like an oxygen. But when you inspect very closely, there's not much of any studying, really. And they're doing just fine. And so are you suggesting that maybe their Christian lives are in ICU?
Yes, that's true. You know, you can't, just as it is in life, you can't survive on oxygen alone. You also need food. If prayer is breath to a Christian, then the word of God is like food. So you don't just live by breathing. You need breathing and also eating so that you get some strength. So you can't survive as a Christian without the Bible study, not only just by prayer. No. You need both of them for you to survive, to remain a living Christian. Otherwise, some people may continue calling themselves Christians when they are not, they are already dead. You know, the trick about Christian life is one can die and you may not even notice it, that they are dead in Christ. You can't just tell by seeing them or on their faces or outward appearance. You can die inward, you can die spiritually while you continue living physically. So if you want to continue living spiritually in Christ, you need both prayer and Bible study.
Yeah, quite interesting. And so once a person, I want to hear you clearly, that is just a Christian who prays but does not really do Bible study, you are saying that they are not standing firm.
Yes. There is a writer by the name Leonard Ravenhill who actually says, a praying man who stops sinning, while a sinning man who stops praying. You see, when you are not praying, you eventually stop, you eventually die spiritually, because that's the breath of what? Of a Christian. Again, revival, for you to remain in prayer, for prayer to remain significant to your life, you need the oracles in God's word to always feed your soul, so that you remain with the health of the spirit, so that you can continue. After all, if you just continue praying without reading the Bible, you actually end up not praying at all.
Yeah, very, very, very important. Now, Pastor, how does prayer then affect our Bible study? How does prayer really, help or not even, our Bible study lives?
Okay, now prayer serves as a way of inviting God through the Holy Spirit to be present with the reader as he seeks to understand the passages of the Bible. So when you are praying, you are acknowledging that this Word, the Bible, this book that you are now embarking in upon the study, is actually someone else's workmanship. It's God who actually brought it about, and He is the only one who can fully assist you to understand it. Let me read a Bible text that can support that idea that I'm trying to impress.
Okay, all right.
It's Second Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So you see, here the Bible, it says the Bible, the prophecies, as a result of men being moved by the Holy Spirit. So when we interpret it, we cannot interpret it on our own. We can't understand the Bible on our own. We need the same Spirit that aided in writing the Bible to come and help us understand the Bible. So that same spirit cannot just come by itself. We have to invite the Holy Spirit, and we do that through prayer. So we need earnest praying before and during our Bible studies.
Now, are you then suggesting, Pastor, that those who have not yet come to grasp certain issues in their Bible study have not invited, because I see quite frequently people getting into prayer and studying the Bible. Yet it seems that the author has not revealed them. For instance, people would study, let's say, about the state of the dead, and they would continue. When we go to a funeral, the reverend will stand there, or the apostle, and says, well, our loved one is now resting in Abraham's chest, and let us be glad because now they are watching us over heaven. And they've prayed to study these things. Are you saying that the Spirit has not been there to assist? Because you are saying that when a person prays, the author will be there to interpret. It looks like it's not always the case, is it?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is always there. The Holy Spirit is ever there for us when we ask Him to come and be with us when we are doing our studies. But you know what, sometimes people ignore the bidding of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit may point you to some truths, and you may not want to accept that certain truths because of some preconceived ideas or because of some your background, your religious affiliation, etc. Maybe I can also read a text on that one, how God works with people. Now, first, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, going down says, "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Now, you see, sometimes when you come to God, read the Bible, and you do not earnestly want to believe the truth, God will leave you like that and let you go the path that you take, the path of error, until you are judged. So at one point, someone is given an opportunity by the Holy Spirit to accept the truth. And if you deny the truth, you will continue in error, and you will actually be strengthened in that error until you perish. So this is the case of those who continue in error, even though the Bible is clear about some subjects. So, like the subject that you have mentioned.
Yeah. So, are you suggesting that, I will always, as a person who's reading the Bible, whoever it is, they will always be able to hear the Spirit talking? Some may not even be inclined in that fashion.
Yes. God does not deprive us of His truth. He always communicates with us. There is a point in everyone's life when you hear the truth, but the moment you hear it, if the first time or second time you reject the truth, then the Spirit of God will cease, will not continuously impress those same truths that you have denied upon your mind. God will just leave you to believe what you want to believe. But no one in their life has not gotten an opportunity where they've been exposed to the truth if they read the Bible with earnestly.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I thank you so much for coming through for this. Now, I do have a message that is coming on our WhatsApp line. It is, let me just read it. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, I'm now reading the comment. He didn't in any part of the prayer mention inviting the Holy Spirit to interpret. Where do we see that we need to invite the Holy Spirit through prayer as we read the Bible? That is the question that is coming on the line from Mr. Zama.
Okay, so now you see the question here is Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray, not to study. And in his teaching or in his lesson to about prayer, of course, he didn't mention about praying before study, because this issue was not, the subject was not about Bible study. It was just simply about praying.
I see.
And God was teaching us how to pray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, all right. I see. Well, I do hope that you've got your answer there, sir. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. Fantastic conversation. And we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Perhaps you want to just share your parting shot?
Okay. So what I would want to urge our listeners and everyone is that whenever we embark on Bible study, let us make sure that we pray before and even during the Bible study, because the evil one is there to snatch the truth away from us. So it's always good to pray so that God is with us during the prayer, during the Bible study.
Lovely. Well, Pastor, we'll connect to you again tomorrow, same time and same place. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.